You know more because you start your day with Andrew McKay, the Pensacola Morning News, 5 till 9 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, our pop culture editor at DailyBoom.net and our general, she pays way more attention to pop culture stuff than I do. That's why I like to have her on, Kate Meehan. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, Kate.
Oh, you just made me so happy with that song.
I knew Nick, I would.
From Cutting Crew.
I knew it.
Is my best friend on the planet, and he's like a creative partner for me when it comes to writing. So you just made me smile, so thank you.
I knew that was one of your favorite songs, and actually he's one of the guys you interviewed for your upcoming book that's going to be released, in about a week? That was yesterday, right? The second book of your interviews with famous musicians, now the male side, right?
Yep, actually, these chapters, it's just the guys are just talking. And Nick is one of the men in the book that wrote his own chapter. He actually created the scene where he literally sits down across the table from his younger self and has a conversation. And it's just amazing and beautiful. So, can't wait. That comes out. It's actually up for pre-order. It's called That Was Yesterday on Amazon Prime right now, and it is out in hard copy as well as on Kindle and all of that October 6th.
So you've got Steve from Toto, you've got Jeff from Foreigner, you've got, this is not like scrub musicians. This is like the band we all grew up listening to, and somehow you've become friends with all these guys over the years, and now you've written an interview book with them.
This is Foreigner and Toto and Journey and Def Leppard and Cutting Crew, since we just went there, and Stryper and Survivor and I'm blanking, but yeah, this is Top Flight. It's men of a certain age, so they can really look back and reflect on how things have turned out and what they've really learned. And that was my target audience in terms of interviewing and speaking to them. And like I said, most of them, several of them wrote their own chapters, and the rest of them, it's just them talking to you. I'm just kind of the go-between, and I'm just kind of presenting them to you in their own words.
You totally caught Jenna's attention with Stryper, by the way, so she's very excited about that part of the book. turning to current events for a moment, every one of these stories makes me apprehensive, so let's see where we go. So Elvira, Queen of the Night, apparently has been living with a woman for like 19 years, and she claims she was molested by Wilt Chamberlain. Do I basically have this right?
Yeah, pretty much nailed it. Wilt Chamberlain was actually one of her best friends. She just put out a memoir, and that's where these stories and things are coming from, and that's why they're coming out. But she does claim that there was an instance with him, and she, like many women, didn't bother to report it, didn't bother to come forward, because what's going to really happen? Who was really going to believe her? And basically she probably would have ruined her own career as opposed to accomplishing anything else at that point in time. And yeah, she says that she's had a 19-year relationship with a woman. And this is interesting to me. So many of these sex symbols that came out of the 80s that were everywhere based on their physical appearance, a lot of them were not straight or not entirely. Samantha Fox, remember Sammy?
Yeah.
She was another one. She did Touch Me and Naughty Girls Need Love Too and all that. She's another one. She's always been with women. So it's interesting to me how they kind of really do take on a character, and they present this character as their job. But it's again, not necessarily who they really are behind the scenes.
Yeah, performers, not necessarily the people that they're performing as, right? I mean, it's fascinating,
yeah.
Especially because, you know, as
the character.
People who grew up having a certain opinion and a certain desire, and of course they capitalize on that sexual attractiveness or whatever, and now, you know, it's just that was not that you need to tell people intellectually that that's not the reality, but nobody really believes it in their heart, otherwise they wouldn't find it compelling, which is, you know, why you can capitalize on it. You and I don't talk an awful lot about this, because, frankly, I just don't have the patience to follow it, but there's an R. Kelly, the trial. Do you want to tell people You tell me. I really don't know anything because I deliberately avoid certain subjects.
Yeah, you're lucky. I mean, this R. Kelly has been in the news for, what, is it 20, 25 years
Seems
now?
Like.
There's footage, and I think it really is at least 20 years, but, I mean, there's footage of him with minors. There's no debate that he's done these things. But in the closing arguments of his trial, his team tried to compare him to Martin Luther King and several other prominent figures, and he just... You know, these were May-December romances that he had, and some people just go that way, was basically the closing argument. So I don't think it helped him very much.
I've learned everything I ever need to know.
You don't need any more.
That's where I am. I'm good, yeah. Rose McGowan... There's no sentence that starts with Rose McGowan that's going to end well these days, but Rose McGowan has come to the defense of Nicki Minaj? For her comments about her weird cousin in, you know, Trinidad or whatever, that, you know, and the claims about the vaccine and all this, why are people defending her?
Well, Nicki made this radical claim that the vaccine made a cousin in Trinidad impotent, which caused his engagement to fall apart, which has been basically debunked by everybody, including the authorities in Trinidad. Who calls the cops on a story like this? But okay, anyway.
Well, that's just good. That's just good journalism, is what that is. That's good.
But so Rose, being Rose, jumped on the bandwagon to extend her 4 minutes of fame, because anytime there's a radical story, she has to chime in to get her name out there too. So she's claiming that people just don't want to believe the far-fetched things because that's how people are, dot, dot, dot. And it's Rose being Rose. And can we just put her away, please? Can we just silence her for a little while?
I hear there's a conservator who's got an opening.
Yeah, right?
Last thing, there's a new show out. I don't know if you've seen it, called Our Kind of People. It's basically a black soap opera on primetime. Have you seen, by chance, have you watched it yet?
I have not. Like I told you, I do have a DVR, though.
Okay. So I watched it, and my one thought is I wanted to watch it because I'm curious, you know, if it's going to be interesting and compelling, especially if it's going to, you know, if it's going to expand my awareness of cultural elements that I'm maybe not personally as familiar with. Fine. You know, I'm interested in that, frankly. I had to force myself to watch it. It felt like it was trying so hard to prove to everybody that it was authentically black that it became authentically not authentic, is how it felt to me.
And that is awful. That is just awful. And if you're interested in something like that, I don't know about this show, but I can tell you Sisters on BET is done in a similar kind of format. It's about the lives of four single women. And they're realistic. You know these women. You work with them. They're your neighbors. They're your friends. You know these women. And it's a form of storytelling that, if it's still done correctly, if it feels authentic and it's based on normal, not stretching, not reaching too far,
yeah,
it still works. I mean, that continued storyline thing, just it still really does work, but you've got to do it right. So I don't know if the new one on primetime is doing it right, but I do know that Sisters, created by Tyler Perry, is on point. It's really one of the best things out there right now.
All right, well, I'll check that one out. I had not heard of that, so on BET Sisters. Very good. Well, that's why I like to talk to you, because you know stuff, a lot of stuff that I don't know. Kate Meehan, she is our pop culture editor at dailyboom.net, and a book writer and movie maker now, relatively famous. Congratulations on making the Toronto Film Festival, by the way. Kate, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for
the
time.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. 746 on